AP Radio News.
I'm Tim McGuire. As New England digs out from its latest snowstorm, another system pushing east through the Mid-South and South. Dean Fleener is with the Tennessee Emergency Management.
The roads are very slick. We have had numerous reports of accidents.
Forecasts call for a foot or more of snow in southern Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, West Virginia, Kentucky, with a wintry mix in southern Tennessee, into northern parts of Georgia, Alabama, and Mississippi before it rolls up the southeast coast into the mid-Atlantic. A source close to the investigation says the slain gunman behind two deadly shootings in Copenhagen was released from custody just 2 weeks ago and might have become radicalized when he was in jail. Danish Prime Minister Helle Thorning-Schmidt tells TV2 Denmark that the man was not working with a larger terrorist network.
We have no indication at this stage that he was part of a cell that took him to where he was now.
Egyptian warplanes have attacked Islamic State group positions in eastern Libyan town near where 21 Egyptian Coptic Christian men were beheaded by that militant group. The Egyptian government is calling for an international military effort against the group's members in Libya. Italy says it would be willing to join such an effort if it's backed by the UN Security Council. The civil war in Syria and the unstable conditions in Libya has led to thousands of people to board boats and flee to Italy. Authorities in Rome are worried that the Islamic State fighters may try to use those refugee boats to sneak into their country. A train carrying crude oil has derailed in southern West Virginia, sending at least one tanker into the Kanawha River and sparking a house fire. People have been evacuated from homes near the derailment, which is about 30 miles southeast of Charleston. Emergency crews are having a hard time getting to that burning home. This is AP Radio News. The Westminster Dog Show underway in New York. Julie Walker has more.
To the owners of the more than 2,700 pooches set to take part in the Westminster Dog Show, it's like the Super Bowl, World Series, and Daytona 500 of dogdom. One giant bark in the park. Ryan Still is the handler for Ryder, a Pomeranian competing.
A lot of dogs retire at this show, and they, from the very beginning, it was their aim to make this the best show that they had and the day that they can retire on top.
The winner, or best in show, as they say at Westminster, will be crowned Tuesday night. Julie Walker, New York.
A 60s singing legend is dead. It's my party and I'm crying. Singer-songwriter Leslie Gore topped the charts in 1963 with that epic tune of teenage angst, It's My Party. She followed that with other hits. Gore died today of cancer in Manhattan. She was 68. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.